No.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson at gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educationally related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Good morning, and welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing, Bellstar?
I'm awesome. Cannabis Kid, how are you?
A lot better.
A lot better than last week, I know it.
I know.
I'm laughing because we lost you last week.
Yeah.
And we'll have to have a little...
We'll talk about what
a little
happened.
Discussion about what happened last week. Because it happened every it once
does.
In a while.
It you got to be careful.
And you do have to be careful. You have to know what you're doing, and... I will take responsibility. I will do it. I'll take responsibility for handing you an indica that was just way too much for morning. That's what
way too much for morning. Yeah,
way
it's not one of those ones that you want to take in the morning.
Well, it's not like lemon skunk we're about to do now. That's, you know, a little hybrid, a little happy, a little relaxed, more happy than
what I actually can.
Can remember.
Yeah.
What you can remember, I remember all 2 hours.
Is that Belle gave me a really heavy indica, one that I actually use for sleep.
At night.
And it's called Karmalicious.
It's a nighttime strength.
And you can actually, as soon as you take it, use it in any way, vape it, smoke it, in about 15 to 20 minutes.
Which is what happened last week.
Which is what happened. It actually had, the Karmalicious actually had a little bit of a topping on it, which was the hash.
We did have hash.
Which was uplifting.
Yep, very uplifting.
And all of a sudden I crashed.
After the uplift.
After the uplift.
Yeah.
I mean, it came on so strong, like I felt like I was just...
There was no control over going to sleep. It was slow motion.
Will Ferrell in Old School when he gets shot in the neck with the dart.
Oh, yeah.
And he starts getting really slow, and that's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
I was sitting right here next to Belle, and I just kind of curled up into a ball.
Curled right into a ball. And I watched him, and he kept apologizing, saying, I'm sorry. I'm like, no, just go to sleep. Just rest your eyes, honey.
This is all your fault.
This is all my fault. I couldn't be mad. Because, and this was my fault, so at the night before, I made up a little Karmalicious for myself and left, you know, what I had not used in my container. And in the morning time, I went to grab that container and had a weird gut feeling, and I thought, oh, it's going to be fine. Put a little hash on it, wake him up. But I didn't realize the whole bowl was Karmalicious underneath. So this is why it's important to know your strain effects. Not even really so much, the names aren't even as important as
the effects. And knowing whether it's an indica or sativa,
oh,
and knowing
man.
How indicas and sativas
affect you.
Your body
yeah.
differently.
Well, and we wanted to mention, actually, I was reading this. I was on a plane a couple days ago, and I wanted to give a couple shout-outs to some folks. I will in a moment. But there was, in the Newsweek magazine, they actually were talking about the differences of indica and sativa, and they explained it wrong. They did. They said sativa was a short, bushy plant, and indica was tall and thin.
What? That's true.
Indica stays shorter.
Oh, and
sativas are taller.
Huh.
Well, that's what's happening in the room we visit anyway.
Yeah.
So when you read things, folks, my mom always said, believe none of what you read and half of what you see. So take things with a grain of salt.
Here.
We're gonna, on the planet. No, uh-huh. No. Just believe.
Half of what you hear.
Half of what you read. What did she say? Half of what you read and... No, half of what you see and none of what you read. I don't know. Just do your research, kids. Because the other thing that we talked about last week, maybe the kid missed this conversation with Heidi Hamford, was that Irvin Rosenfeld is not in here. Our federal government has two patients right now, and neither of them were in this.
You used to have 13 of them.
None of them were in this. Were in this Newsweek edition, which that's not okay, because for over 40 years, our government's been supplying medical cannabis to its very own medical marijuana patients, and this is something that our world needs to know about.
Our country.
Planet.
The planet.
The world at large. Tucson at least needs to know.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're the only government in the world that has had medical patients.
We'll check into that.
Uh-huh.
We'll check into that. Anyway, just got back from the beautiful Napa Valley where Bellstar grew up, and I want to give a shout-out to the lovely Mrs. Allen. So wonderful getting to hang out and spend time with you. You are so loved and so awesome. There's no word to explain to describe how amazing you are. And also, I got to have somebody come back into my life that has just been a miracle and a blessing. We're gonna call him KJ. We'll call him KJ because we used to call him that when he was little. But you guys will never figure out any of the names there. We'll come up with something cool for him. But KJ. You are loved, and it is such an honor to have you back in my life. And we are going to play medical cannabis. It's going to be great. So it was just awesome to see these people back in town. Of course, you know, there's going to be many more people I want to visit, but you got to do what you got to do when you're there. And we've got some big news about our government. What is going on in the world today?
A bill being introduced.
There is a bill being introduced into our government. Let's check it out.
When I read this article the other night, it reminded me of... oh, my gosh.
What did it remind you of?
Conjunction.
What's your function?
Remember the bill, one about the bill?
Oh, I'm just a bill.
Yep. It reminded me a lot of that because along with a lot of other people here in this country, want to see this get passed fast.
Yeah.
We want to see it...
We want to see safe access for everybody that wants it.
I don't want it to be crazy. I want rules to be followed. I want to know that...
It's safe.
It's safe, that patients are getting tested medicine.
Yep,
quality medication.
Yep.
You know, me and Belle had talked last week about the different kinds of pot that is being grown, and knowing which dispensary is actually testing their products.
Right.
And knowing that you're not going to get aliens, pesticides, and things like that, which, think about it.
Yeah.
Think about what you're putting into your body.
If you've got a compromised immune system, if you're already not feeling well, you don't go to the grocery store and buy the worst product you can and stick it in your body.
Okay, right.
Some people do. But this is what we don't do. You got to find out. So
right.
It's important for testing.
It really is important for testing. And so what we had gone on and talked about is know your dispensary. There's a lot of different websites out there that you can look into finding out just a little bit more about what you're looking for when these test results are appearing next to your favorite strain at your local dispensary. Knowing how to read these tests. So
ask for them, too.
Ask for them.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's another thing. Desert Bloom, Earth Healing, all of these have all of their test results right there next to their strains. Ask the bud tenders. They are so knowledgeable. You can learn so much from them. But doing your own research, Belle and I always shoot for that first.
Always. And you can go to tumbleweedhealthcenter.com And you can check out what we've got on as far as research and things as goes. But AZ Med Testing, they've got, I think they're, I don't know how many terpenoids are.
They're testing for, I think, 9 cannabinoids, and I think they're testing for, like, the top terpenoids.
Excellent.
And all of these machines that they use are quite remarkable.
Yeah. And expensive.
Very
sorry,
expensive.
I'm just going to throw that in there because people are like, why aren't we like Uruguay? We need grams for a dollar.
Right.
That's fine. That's fine. We'll get there. But we want to know what kind of grammage these guys are smoking because, you know, dollar a gram, that's great if it's, you need good medicine. You know, you got to have good quality. If you can get it organic, chemical-free, pesticide-free, chemical, you know, get your
food. Just like your food. Know what you're putting in your body because this could have a little more damaging effect. Being that the harshness of these chemicals are being put right on the plant.
Right, and then right into your system.
And then right into your lungs.
Whether it's your lungs or your blood system.
Well, your lungs just
mold.
Put it right back into your bloodstream faster than anything else. So just know what you're using your medication. Know what your medication and where it's coming from.
Well, right now we are partaking of lemon skunk.
I'm excited about
with
that.
With some homemade hash. And hopefully Cannabis Kid will not pass out.
I won't.
So, yeah. That was a long show for me. You owe me a show. You owe me a four-year. Our four-year
That's
anniversary.
That's good that we had a lot of great
guests on the show that morning. We did.
Heidi, thank you so much for hanging out with Belle and
Ari.
Doug Fine,
yeah,
Paul.
Doug called in. It was fantastic.
I was sitting here. I just couldn't take part in the conversation because...
Good morning, bloggers.
I was napping.
Yeah.
I heard the whole show, but...
Yeah. Anyway, let's just get to some news here. We're just rambling about our morning because I haven't seen Cannabis Kid for a week, so it's exciting when we get together.
Yeah. You guys just get to listen in on our conversation.
All right, historic federal bill to legalize medical marijuana introduced today. A bipartisan trio of senators introduced a bill today into a historic legislation to legalize medical marijuana at the federal level.
What we've been looking for, folks.
Yep. Cory Booker, New Jersey, D. New Jersey, Kirsten Gillibrand, D. New York, and Rand Paul, R. Kentucky, filed the compassionate Access, Research, Expansion, and Respect States Act. And this is a good George Bush one. It's CARES. That's how you shorten that. CARES. The Compassionate Access, Research, Expansion, and Respect States Act. CARES Act, which would end the federal prohibition on medical marijuana and allow states to set their own policies. We need policies that empower states to legalize medical marijuana if they so choose, recognizing that there are Americans who can realize real medical benefits if this treatment option is brought out of the shadows, said Senator Booker. Doctors and patients deserve federal laws that are fair and compassionate, and states should be able to set their own medical marijuana policies without federal interference. I'm thankful to Senators Gillibrand and Paul, as well as the Drug Policy Alliance, for their hard work on this common sense bill to make medical marijuana accessible to the millions of Americans who could benefit from it. Or just even want it. That's
yeah.
I'm going to interrupt, sorry, and just say this is about, you know, your own right to choose what you do with your body, and we say this all the time.
To
you know
choose
what?
Your medication.
Okay, so I'll throw it out there.
Do it.
You know,
do it, Belle.
I interpreted for our president once as sign language interpreter, but does he know me? No. Does he know what's good for my body? No. Does the government that stands behind him, should they be allowed to say, Bellstar, you can't have apples, you should have oranges? No. Bellstar, you shouldn't have cannabis, you should have oxycodone that's going to kill you in a week? No. No. That's
gonna
it's
put
about
you? Yeah.
Freedom. It's about our own right to choose and to...
And because money is involved, mm-hmm. it should not be that... Our government should gets to choose what we get to put into our bodies.
Right.
Because of money.
Right. It's all a money thing. We know that. The older we get, the more we read, the more we educate ourselves, the more we realize it's the money game. However, it's not a game. This is about patience.
It's about people. It's about human beings.
It's about quality of life. Yeah. If you have someone out there that, let's say, they've got arthritis, they've got someone needing knee surgery, hip surgery. I just talked to somebody at the park this morning before the show who, her friend, she now has her friend's dog because the chemo gave her what was called drop foot, which is what you get when you use chemo. Your feet stop working. It's worse than neuropathy. Your feet just don't function anymore. Your nerves, your brain just doesn't talk to your feet anymore. You can't walk.
Wow.
So she couldn't walk her dog anymore. You know, I mean, this is about giving people the choice of medications or this plant or just whatever they want. They should be able to choose it. So you're right.
You said the bill would reclassify marijuana for medical use, allow veterans to have access to medical marijuana, overhaul banking laws to allow licensed medical marijuana businesses to use financial services, and open up more research possibilities for medical marijuana.
In addition to the Drug Policy Alliance, the senators also consulted with the Marijuana Policy Project, Americans for Safe Access, and other voices for patients in drafting the bill. Although nearly half the states have passed medical marijuana laws, and a dozen more have passed limited CBD laws, oil laws, marijuana remains illegal under federal law. Think of that. That means patients and providers in medical marijuana states are still at risk of federal prosecution, and families and patients in non-medical marijuana states must relocate or travel long distances to get treatment, facing the risk of prosecution in non-medical marijuana states along the way.
I'm so happy to support this bill. As one mother of a child with severe seizure disorder and anxiously waiting to get her access to a medication that is already helping thousands of others is unbearable, said Kate Hitz. A New York resident has advocated for the CBD to treat her daughter and others to treat epilepsy and seizures. After persistent advocacy in my home state of New York, we finally saw a medical marijuana law passed this last summer. Yet individual state laws, including New York's, will not succeed until we lift the current federal restrictions surrounding this plant, she added.
I applaud Senators Gildebrand, Booker, and Paul for taking this bold step forward and insisting the federal government take action. Let's end the fear and stigma associated with marijuana and instead allow the bill to provide research medicine after a long needed relief to so many. It cannot come fast enough, especially for my daughter, she said. For too long, the government has enforced unnecessary laws that have restricted the ability of the medical community to even determine the medicinal value of marijuana and have prohibited Americans from receiving essential care that would alleviate their chronic pain and suffering. I'm proud to stand with Senators Gildebrand Booker to introduce a bill that will fundamentally change our nation's drug policies and have a positive impact on the lives of our veterans and children, said Senator Paul. While the Obama administration has in recent years largely taken a laissez-faire approach to medical marijuana in states that have approved it, that approach is both uneven and dependent on the whim of the administration in power. Just last week, federal prosecutors in Washington state took a family of five medical marijuana patients, the Kettle Falls Five, to trial, threatening them with lengthy mandatory minimum prison sentences for growing medical marijuana legally under state law in a state where even recreational marijuana is legal.
Wow. Fortunately for the Kettle Falls Five, a federal jury acquitted them of most charges, including the most serious ones. But under the current state of federal marijuana prohibition, such prosecutions could continue.
Yeah.
Similarly, the Obama administration recently reinstated restraints on medical marijuana is derived from Justice Department guidance of federal prosecutors about which cases raise the level of federal concern high enough to warrant prosecution. That guidance was crafted by a Deputy Attorney General answerable to Attorney General Holder and the President. Absent protections provided by this bill or similar legislation, a new administration could easily return to the bad old days of the DEA raids and patients and providers being hauled off to federal prison.
As the parents of severely ill children who could be helped by medical cannabis, we are dedicated to advancing safe, legal, and viable access, said Maria De Gregorio, a parent leader of the Kentucky-based Parents Coalition for Rescheduling Medical Cannabis. Had them on. Rescheduling efforts must also guarantee access to whole plant extracts that have proven therapeutic benefits. We feel it is crucial to support state rights in all current and future medical marijuana programs. Thus, we strongly endorse this bill as it is written. Almost
half the states have legalized marijuana for medical use. It's long past time to end the federal ban, said Michael Collins, policy manager of the Drug Policy Alliance. This bipartisan legislation allows states to set their own medical marijuana policies and end criminalization of patients and their families and the caregivers, dispensary owners, and employees who provide them their medicine. With studies showing that medical cannabis access decreases suicide and addiction rates, the CARES Careers Act is absolutely necessary to help fix a broken healthcare system for veterans, which deal with the suicides and addictions and at a catastrophic rate.
Yeah.
Said T.J. Thomas, a retired U.S. Navy third class petty officer. Now I'm considered a criminal because of my medication that helps me. I take illegal to treat my PTSD.
This comprehensive proposal would effectively end the war on medical marijuana and let states compassionately provide care for seriously ill people without the federal government standing in the way, said Tom Angel, director of Marijuana Majority. The fact that two young Democrats with likely long political futures have teamed up with a probable 2016 Republican presidential candidate shows how much medical marijuana is a nonpartisan, non-controversial issue that draws support from across the spectrum. And that's the truth. You know what? I was just reading on the plane ride. I don't know which direction. But seriously, medical marijuana is going to make or break some of these political presidential candidates' campaigns. Seriously, guys, you don't start smoking pot now. You better get on the bandwagon.
Well, my favorite was...
Vape it. Take a pill.
Jeb Bush came out with one of his... He said that he did smoke.
Did he inhale?
He inhaled. It was one time. This is what I'm thinking.
That's all we want. That's why when Obama said I inhaled, that was the point.
I'm thinking his media manager comes up to me and says, you know what you need to do? You need to say you smoke pot even though you never did.
I know. Honey, it's okay.
Because you know.
And then go to church after.
I know his brother. His brother was pretty crazy. But I think Jed was the other one that was kind of like... I don't know. I didn't grow up with him. Could we have one of Jed's friends call in?
With polls showing an overwhelming majority of American voters backing marijuana reform, you'd think taking up this proposal would be a no-brainer for legislative leaders who want to show that Congress can still get things done. We shall see. The bill text is not yet available on the congressional website, and it has not yet been assigned to a committee. That's the next step in the process. Wow. Well, we got that from the Weed Block, so it's just so y'all know the weed is on here. That's awesome. We love it.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff. You know what else? We've got some. Oh, I was going to bust into my favorite thing, but the Netherlands are here.
Good morning, Netherlands.
Good evening, Netherlands.
Good evening.
Well, for us, it's morning time.
Yeah, we're
here. I'm looking for jokes out there. I just threw it out there if anyone had jokes they want to tell, you know. oh, no. Laptops are having issues everywhere. Okay. Here we go. Here's a good joke. All right. We got a joke from a blogger. This is fantastic. Thanks, Netherlands. How do you know when you're living with a true stoner? When their bong gets washed more than the dishes. That's a good one. All right, next.
That's a good one.
Okay, there you go.
How do you get a one-armed stoner out of a tree? Wave or toss them a joint.
There you go.
That's good.
There you go. And what do you call it when a joint ash burns a hole in your shirt?
A pothole.
Where's that drum roll? Oh, no, we need that.
Oh, that was really nice. Good
thank
enough.
You. Sorry about your laptop. Cannabis Kid doesn't have one this morning either because his laptop sucks. Not a Mac, though, I will say that.
It wasn't.
Yeah. And I see the two Macs are doing just fine, and I believe our Netherlands blogger, hey, we're just going to give tease him a little.
I've seen Macs fall apart.
You've seen Macs fall off the back of the truck? What? I can't even believe that happened.
Back of the truck.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, well, you know what else is going to happen?
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right. They need it. They need it. It just helps them with everything.
Welcome back, folks.
Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. Thank you, everybody. We're doing well over here. Thanks for asking, too. We love jokes. We love participation. And we love our listeners. We wouldn't be here without you. Well, actually, we love you. But we love that you're here. We love that you're contributing and you're communicating. And this is what it's all about. You have to contribute in some way. And the fact that if you are just listening, that's a contribution. That support for the radio show, that support for Tumbleweeds Health Center, that support for everybody that runs those fantastic organizations. And we thank you for that because it's important. It really is a movement. It takes a village. It really does.
Well, it takes a community, and it takes everyone.
Smart stars, what it is, my man.
Now, we had someone ask a question, I think, when in Arizona voting for legalization and COVID 2016.
Oh, we just saw in this very moment, and we're going to give total shout out to Attorney John Dean, our lord from Phoenix. We were just talking about the support of the radio show. His ad just popped up on Blog Talk Radio. Is
very
that
cool.
Not? That's the universe. That's the power of the universe, mm-hmm. and the secret and the like-minded individuals. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Put it out there and you get it back.
That's right. Tenfold. We're going to put out all the love of cannabis because we're going to get it dispensed here. Meditation's coming back. Woo!
I love meditation hour.
Yep. We're just brainstorming. Cool. I tried to put on a song to relax, and I can't because there's too many ideas popping out. You have no idea what's happening. But we want to know what's happening with Heidi Hanford because she's got something out this week that's going to help all the marijuana industry. So come on, Heidi.
Come on, Heidi.
Anytime. Just call in. You phone. We have to hear. You can listen to us. Blab away from us.
Yeah, just call in. That's the way. That's the way to listen to us. If you have a smartphone, you can actually just go to the Blog Talk Show and come in and
you can blog away.
Blog away with us.
Put your little Apple EarPods in and check it out. So for news, I'm always looking to see what's going on in the states where my besties live. So, best boys, Cannabolt, Minnesota medical marijuana manufacturers prepare for business. Manufacturers have lined up several dispensary sites throughout the state and are set to have the first harvest over the next few weeks. Oh my goodness, that's so exciting.
Oh my goodness.
You know right now what's happening? There are people just staring at their plants. They're just staring at them because they're so excited they're going to harvest. It's the most beautiful thing to watch your plants grow. It's hard not to just stare at them and talk to them and see how beautiful they are.
Well, you wanted, I took a lot of pictures of mine.
Yeah.
Like I would go
they're
and
like
take
babies.
Pictures
you're
every
like,
day.
Oh my gosh, look at
uh-huh.
her. She's 5 weeks.
Because each one is so different.
It is. In Minnesota, construction is underway on the city's first dispensary, a standalone 100-year-old downtown building that once housed the League of Catholic Women. This summer, it is expected to be one company's flagship dispensary. That is awesome. The State Department of Health has approved two manufacturers, Leafline Labs and Minnesota Medical Solutions, also known as MinMed. They will be growing, processing, and selling medical cannabis in pill or oil form to Minnesotans starting July 1st. You know what? That's awesome. Any form. Get it. And that's fantastic because if they're just putting the whole plant in a pill, Dr. Lester Grinspoon will tell you that's the way he does it every day, along with smoking some joints. He takes capsules every day. Told us right on air. That's just a fantastic way to do it. Each manufacturer is allowed 4 distribution centers around the state. MinMed may locate dispensaries only in odd-numbered Minnesota congressional districts and Leafline Labs in the even-numbered districts. The people allowed to purchase medical cannabis must have one of the 10 medical conditions specified by the state. Leafline is taking a measured approach. The medical cannabis company that includes members of the Bachman Floral and Garden Store family expects to open its first site in Eagan July 1st. The other dispensaries in St. Paul, St. Cloud, and Hibbing will open as the number of registered patients grow. MinMed, on the other hand, has all 4 sites lined up with target opening dates in July and August. The company will start remodeling a dispensary in the Rochester Strip Mall over the next few weeks. The company expects to close on a property in Moorhead for its third site and likely will open the fourth either in Minnetonka or Eden Prairie by August.
Ooh.
It's about patient access, and you can't have just one site and expect the whole state to come there, MinMed CEO Kyle Kingsley said. It was important to us that we do our best to be aggressive. Leafline Labs co-founder and medical director Gary Starr said selected dispensary sites were not pure choice, but also based on availability. The law eliminates a lot of possibilities. No dispensary could stand closer than 1,000 feet to public or private school. Distribution facilities also must be spread throughout the state to improve patient access. Starr, whose company was chosen in early December, said the compressed timeline forced the company to make location decisions based on relatively quick conversations with local officials, at least those willing to have the conversation in the first place.
A number of Twin Cities, Western Suburbs, and Dutch passed 6 to 12 months moratoriums to stop from coming to the cities, citing the need for additional studies to possibly update zoning requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Medical marijuana activist Patrick McLean said that he thought he was done lobbying for the drug until he stood before Bloomington city leader in January to ask them not to pass the moratorium on distribution and manufacturing. People in my position and people who are terminally ill don't need any more obstacles to get medication. That state says that is now legal, said McLean, who suffers from adult onset muscular dystrophy. In adults, Duluth city leaders, Fresh Flights, one prominent seller of synthetic drugs, wanted to take some time to evaluate the effect of medical cannabis outlet.
Some city officials said they didn't want to rule out legalized medical marijuana distribution because of the city's history with illegal substances. I want to make sure that we're not making a mistake here and, again, being too hypersensitive, Duluth City Council member Charlotte Gardner said. It's very important that we as a city not tar medical cannabis with the same brush. Duluth City Manager Dave Montgomery said that the moratorium, which is set up in May, is not intended to be a ban on medical marijuana in the city. We are simply looking for 6 months so that we didn't have a rapid development of a process here before we had a chance to really evaluate what the implications might be. He said before the city council passed the moratorium in a divided 6-3 vote last November. Duluth falls in Leafline Labs jurisdiction, but the company is opting to open shop in Hibbing instead. So funny, because I've called all the crazy little names before. I've been in Minnesota. Dispensaries will resemble secured medical clinics. State law requires a pharmacist on hand at each one and a registered patient list. One difference from clinics, the dispensaries will not accept credit cards. Prescriptions are expected to cost about $500 for a month's supply. What? Okay. MinMed was interested in opening a dispensary in Bloomington because of its central location and close proximity to a number of interested patients, Kingsley said, but the city balked over concerns that a dispensary with a large amount of cash would attract crime. Let them use cards, people. There's nationally recognized black market for marijuana, Bloomington City Attorney Sandra Johnson said. The stolen product is sold at a reduced cost. We don't know what's going to happen in Minnesota. This is brand new. A recent Minnesota Department of Health informal survey of 1,361 potential participants in the Minnesota medical cannabis program found about half of the interested users reported their qualifying condition as MS, multiple sclerosis, or severe muscle spasms. A lot. That is a lot.
Yeah.
The state expects to begin enrolling patients by June. MDH Assistant Commissioner Manny Munson Regala said the law requires manufacturers to have at least one distribution site open by July of 2015 and the remaining three by 2016 July. It's typical to encounter hurdles when opening any type of business, he said. You add on that there's this little weird dynamic, and things get even more complicated. I love that, a little weird dynamic. That's just what we are, in the business of a little weird dynamic. Very well said. It's typical. I think the folks who want to move forward with this program underestimate the amount of trepidation that is out there, Munson Regala said. The folks who are so passionate and believe this is what we should forget, there's a sizable number of people that are not sure. No, we don't forget that. We're trying to talk to those sizable number of people that aren't sure. And they're only unsure because the media has rammed down their throat shows like Reefer Madness.
Right.
You know, and...
But what we're also doing is we're educating the community again. And we have a small few that are against it, but we do have a lot more that are for it.
Copy.
And yes. And it's always been like that. It's... I don't... understanding the proving to this few what the many need when the few really don't know what we need.
Do we all? You better know what you need. That's what I...
And that's what I'm saying.
You got
the many know what they need because we're coming to them and saying...
The many? Or the many?
The many.
The many.
The many.
Okay. This lemon skunk was powerful this morning. And now the dog's gone. We just had coffee delivered. Maybe that was it. Maybe it's a little lost.
Is it? I didn't have any of that.
Yeah, you probably should. So, again, folks, we just want to say thank you for tuning in to Weed Say Wednesday. We're not quite here, but we want to give some shout-outs again to the great folks at Soma Weed Test Center who've been, you know what? They have been doing certifications for 5 years now. And if you go look on their... on the website at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. There's a really cool button now where you can read all the reviews. And we have a patient on there that said, this is my fifth time getting certified with tumbleweeds, and they would go nowhere else. So check it out. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 5 years of certification. It's kind of dumbfounding since we opened 11, 11, 11. But we squeaked in some certifications.
By four.
Yeah, and that was it.
Job number four.
Yeah, and they're all coming back, one through four. So keep coming back, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. You can call 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. Go to the website. There's all sorts of news links on there. There's the radio show. You can listen to us blab and read news at the same time. You can be really American, so you could, like, email us. You could read our news links, click on the radio section, and blog. You can do four things at once. Ooh! Fall, phone in, that's five. Five things in one. Six, the six sheet and egg roll.
Yeah.
And eat your breakfast at seven. This is fantastic. We are teaching the cannabis users how to multitask their best while listening to Weed Say Wednesday. Doesn't get any better. No. So we got a link to some cannabis jokes. And like I said, you can go and check out the news if you want. Did you know? There's a poll out there that more Arizonans are favoring marijuana legalization. A poll performed by Arizona State University's Morrison Institute for Public Policy polled Arizonans about medical marijuana issues in Arizona and found that 45% support adult-use recreational marijuana legalization, while 42% support the current medical-use-only marijuana law. Only 13% of Arizonans want marijuana completely outlawed in the state. I love that they use outlaw for stuff. But the poll questioned over 700 Arizonans statewide. It is important to keep in mind this research polled a sample of all Arizona adults, not just voters or likely voters, said David Dowry, the associate director of the Morrison Institute. He went on to mention that since this issue would be decided by voters, the opinions of those who will not vote are of no consequence to a ballot measure. If Arizonan voters vote to legalize adult-use recreational marijuana in 2016, Arizona would have similar laws to Colorado where adults can use and possess small amounts of marijuana purchased from state-regulated dispensaries for recreational use. And you can even click and read the poll yourself. Very interesting. Go Arizona. Anybody want to know the 10 countries that consume the most marijuana?
I would like to know that.
You'd like, check this out. This is great. I love the internet. Although I was thinking the other day about the encyclopedia set my parents used to have.
Encyclopedia Britannica?
Oh, my God. It was like it barely fit in the closet.
Did the encyclopedia guy come
and
to your house?
And then, no.
He showed them all
I
to you?
I was born into it. And then one day my mom sold them. And we were so mad. She sold the whole set. Sorry, Mom, I know. I have a lot of issues. She sold the encyclopedia. It was great because you could actually look. Now I can't wait for the cannabis encyclopedia to come up. They're going to make it. We're on it. Jamaica. 9.86% of the population uses the ganja. And the status is it's illegal but soon to be decriminalized.
Very cool.
Number 9.
Australia. Use 10.3% of the population. Status, illegal.
Okay. Next up, number 8, Spain. Use 10.6% of the population. Legal for personal use, illegal to produce, sell, or use in public. Okay, so how do they get it?
Mm-hmm. Canada, number 7. Use is 12.2% of the population. Status, illegal for recreational use, legal for medical use. Well, I bet all those people that really wish they could use it are probably using it for medical, some form of medical.
Yeah, some form. But you should check out Watermelon Girl.
My arm hurts.
From Canada. Well, we'll fix that. Nigeria, number 6, 14.3% of the population.
Wow.
Status? Illegal.
Nigeria?
Yeah, Nigeria. Well, wait.
They grow it outside.
Better. This is awesome. Number 5.
New Zealand. 14.6% of the population. Status, illegal.
Now you got it. You folks out there listening have to know these are just the people that were brave enough to report that they're doing this. Actually, right?
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. All right, number 4, Italy. 14.6% of the population, illegal to produce or sell, but decriminalized for personal possession. Okay.
Mm-hmm. United States. 14.8% of the population. Status, legal medical use in 23 states. Legal recreational use in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Alaska, and Washington, D.C.
Our nation's capital. Woo-hoo. Oh, I love this. Number 2, Zambia. 17.7% of the population in Zambia use cannabis. Don't you love it? I know. Oh, we're going to get out the map and start putting our little pins up to who's doing what. We're gonna. And the status is
Iceland.
Illegal. And number 1, Iceland. Go Iceland. It's right in there.
Yes.
18.3% of the population love their cannabis.
It's illegal.
Wow. Well, to all the illegal states, but to everybody still doing it and brave enough to report on it, thank you, because the more the people report,
keeping it.
And keep getting the results they want, not necessarily the ones that make them sleep for a 2-hour, 3-year anniversary show. Those are the ones we talked about at the beginning of the show. You just happen to tune in. Wow, yeah. And they
use
do
your
have
medication
some fine climate for growing outdoors. Oh.
They do.
They do. All
That's
right.
Ridiculous. It wasn't actually the hash. It was the Carmelicious.
Ah.
No.
Did you know? Oh, we need to do our weed daily calendar. The first government-run dispensary is supposed to be in Washington. Go for it.
Government-run?
There you go. Government-run. Go for it.
The nation's first government-run recreational marijuana dispensary is opening this week. Revenues from the dispensary will benefit the town of North Bonneville, Washington. The town noted that they are opening the dispensary because their town could really use the cash. There's one gas station, there's one restaurant, there's a golf course, and there's the Bonneville Hot Springs Hotel, said John Spencer, a former city administrator. Not long ago, the town of about 1,000 residents stopped watering parks and other public places to save money. And a few months ago, it had started turning off street lights to cut down on the electricity bill. The city is on its knees financially, Spencer said. They run negative numbers in the general fund They run negative numbers in the general fund multiple months in a row because they have no retail sector here in Washington State. You're dependent on a retail sector because the sales tax. And the store could very well make a town that otherwise is going to fail.
Hmm.
The dispensary will be called the Cannabis Corner and will be the nation's first recreational dispensary owned and operated by the municipality. North Bonneville Mayor Don Stevens embraces the title the Marijuana Mayor, so such that he ordered a personalized license plate for his car that reads the MJ Mayor. That's really awesome. So
that's huge. The municipality is going to run that.
What? That it's a federally funded.
Okay. Right. Everybody listening in, that
it's government run
right now. I know. Go on Google and just type in government marijuana patent. That's all I want you to do. You can just do that and you'll get mad because our government has a patent on the cannabinoids in this plant. Can't patent the plant.
Synthetic.
Because
the
they
synthetic parts of the
what?
The cannabinoids. They can't have a patent on.
They have a patent on CBD. We'll do it. Right. They have a patent on CBD. They have a patent on, because, and that's why they have this patent. Maybe our Netherlands blogger is going to find this for us. Someone will. Oh, no, there's something else fun. It's a neuroprotectant.
Right.
It's a neuroprotectant. It's an anti-inflammatory. Let's just do this. We can just type in government patent.
That doesn't explain why it's so illegal and they are going to have a dispensary.
Right. But all I'm saying is.
We all know they have a patent.
Right. They also have, now we're
they're
have
saying you can't, none of you guys can open one, but we're going to open one.
Yeah, right. And then have a dispensary.
That's
so
exactly
can
my exactly my
exactly.
Exactly. It's all changing. It's all changing.
With the power of the internet, more people are reading up on it, and there's more numbers, people asking about. They can't hide it from everybody.
Yeah. Well, and with things like Newsweek coming out, doing an entire edition. Well, then that's going to be the question. Are they going to do just that? We have a very
it's
quiet.
It's that ripple effect. We've got to wait until that ripple.
Sister over here is wondering how, when they open this municipality-run dispensary, the Cannabis Corner, when it opens its doors, are there going to be... Well, no, because they need the revenue. So I don't think that... Well, unless... Is someone going to arrest them the minute they walk out
but
with their cannabis?
Not
the state or not the... Right. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? That's always the fear with everybody. Go to a dispensary the minute you walk out with your little bag, even though it's, you know, approved by your state and by the dispensary that just did it. Some federal or even a state official is going to come and arrest you and do something.
There's still that fear.
There is right now. It's very sad.
Until the actual government, which is what everybody listens to, says, it's okay, guys. We aren't going to hurt you. We're not going to arrest you anymore.
Right.
Until they hear that, until the larger group of the population can hear
until
that.
Until they actually stop doing it. They're saying
true.
It right now. The administration has even said, we're not funding, you know, you guys to go do this anymore, but they're still doing it.
Right.
Same places are still being raided, you know. It's still, but the point of this whole show is just to get this out there, because there might just be one person listening today that may have learned something, you know.
That they didn't know before.
Right, exactly. And that's all we want to do, is teach you folks a little something, have some fun with this. Did you know that the Parks and Rec star is making a marijuana sitcom? NBC might soon have a sitcom about a fictitious Denver marijuana dispensary. The show, being dubbed as Buds, will be about the day-to-day inside a legal recreational marijuana dispensary somewhere in Denver. There is still a lot of speculation as to whether the show will be more along the lines of a Seinfeld, a Mad Men, or a mix of the two. According to the various outlet, Buds is part of an NBC 2015-16 development cycle. Its executive producers are Adam Scott of NBC's Park and Rec show, Naomi Scott, producer wife, and Mandy. It's the first sale since the Scott's production company, Gettin' Rad Productions, signed the first look deal with Universal TV in 2014.
That is going to be hilarious. I always talk about and watch how media keeps on bringing up more and more cannabis. Not media, but entertainment TV shows. One of my favorites is Two Broke Girls.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're from Brooklyn. And
that is a funny show.
It's a really good show, and she's always
talking about cannabis. They're always telling her that she's smoking, she's, you know, stoned, or so it's becoming this, like, you're funny, you're silly, and it falls into that category. So
yeah.
Parks and Rec would be a great show to market buds off of.
Yeah.
I think that would be really funny.
I
love Parks and Rec already.
I do too.
It's
a really good show.
Really, really good show.
We need a new, fresh look at it.
I think that's what
humor
the country
is the
needs.
Best way to sometimes get to people, you know, to lighten them up enough to go, all right, maybe it is true, you know,
mm-hmm.
laugh, giggle, giggle.
Yeah, I don't have to use it, but there's a lot of people that do. You know, it's having one of those things that's been said that it's such a bad thing for so long that
it's
ancestral.
It
stays for a while.
Yes, and there was exactly, and because that point raises this quick issue I will just talk about. In our lifetime, we have never seen a time when cannabis was legal.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike with prohibition of alcohol was legal for a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So people were actually comfortable
right.
with it for a certain time.
And then it was taken away.
And then it was taken away, and then it was brought back. In our lifetime, we've never seen the legality, well, at least the last, you know, 115 years. I mean, unless you're 115 years old. Yeah, but there's still a lot of those people are really old or have passed on.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of the people have not experienced
right.
the legalities. What they've experienced was the government shoving down their throat.
How bad it was.
Reefer madness. You're going to go crazy. You're going to kill your
A lot
neighbor.
Of that stuff could be ancestral. It sticks with us for a long time.
It's like the
And so that
day.
Fear.
Yeah, it is.
You
it's
know,
totally
our federal
cellular.
Patient, Irvin, was talking about how he doesn't, he is for certain, he feels it because he is recognized as a federal patient and is allowed to use his cannabis anywhere. He goes, for such a long time, I've heard so many people say how cannabis gives people anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
The anxiety comes from this deep, deep rooted in the closet, how bad this thing is, how bad this plant is.
Yep.
That's where the anxiety comes from.
Absolutely, and we ran out of time, but there was actually an article that we'll read next week called Marijuana Relieves Anxiety in Certain People, and that's from azmarijuana.com, who, by the way, is one of our greatest sponsors. Yep, we're almost down to the end of the time of the show. We can just chat it out. We want to talk about Tumbleweed Health Center for a moment. Come on down and get certified. Show your love of the program and just get some pain relief, seriously. If you've got Crohn's, if you've got anxiety, if you've got arthritis, Hep C, HIV, cancer, MS, any seizure-like symptom, tremors, Parkinson's patients, nausea, and I can never, is it cachexia, it's basically you don't eat and you're just too skinny.
Crohn's,
neuropathy, we're just migraines, fibromyalgia is a big one. PTSD, I can't believe it's
now on.
Geez.
Now a qualifying.
Now qualifying. Yeah, cramps. We know a lot of you. Queen Elizabeth used to use this for her cramps back in the day. Did you know
she
that?
Did.
She did. She surely did. But come on down, because if anything, you can just get educated. There's
come
a,
down, even
life.
If you have a question
yeah.
about what you're having problems with.
Right. If this may or may not work for you, we're not claiming this to be the end-all, be-all of everything.
But we definitely have the education
mm-hmm.
and the knowledge that can help you make the decision that you need.
Yeah, make a better informed decision. So come on down to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Certifications are just $85. Recertifications are only $65. If you don't have records, bring, or you have records that they're old, bring what you do have, and we can do an evaluation or diagnosis for $50. Email us, thctucson@gmail.com. You can call us, 520-838-4430. Like us on Facebook, tweet with us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a Pinterest account. Someone can pin something up there for us. You can blog with us. We love our bloggers. But thank you. Tumbleweed Health Center, Studio C, AZ Marijuana, Women
Growers House,
All Bud. We've got a lot
all the guys down there at Growers House. I just found out one of my friends who works there, he hangs out down there.
Nice.
Mr.
Love
D.
Uh-huh.
His name's Mr. D.
And Mr. D?
Uh-huh.
Remember,
be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.
Have an awesome day, you guys. And spread the word.
Take care.